Last Sunday, Dad opened up a topic on our sonship in Christ. You remember, right? All right. So today we're going to continue from there. Okay. You know, he told us if you are a child of God, you are a son. Okay. It's a recap from last Sunday. Okay. You are a son of God. A child of God is a son of God. There is no difference. Hallelujah. We have the same authority, the same privilege. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at the rights and responsibilities of sons this morning. Briefly. All right. You know, when we talk about rights of sonship, you know, from what continuation of what Dad said last Sunday, you know, how we are sons of God. You know, he took us through the lane of how we are sons of God, how we are children of God. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm going to be talking about our rights, okay, as children of God. You know, what are rights? You know, when somebody says, your rights, what is the person trying to say? Praise God. Now, rights are legal, your legal entitlement, okay, is what you deserve. Okay, now, your rights are things that you should have access to freely. Praise God. So these are your rights. There are things that you just have access to them. You just go and get them because they are yours. Praise God. So we're going to be looking at those things that God has made available to us, you know, as sons, as children of God. You know, and it's very important this morning that we know that. Now, some of the things I'm going to mention are the things that are already given to us as sons of God, as believers, as children of God. Hallelujah. So these things I'm going to talk about this morning are the things that are already given to us. I'm not trying to tell you about things that you are yet to receive. No, these are the things that we have as believers. They are the things that we have as believers. So when I mention them, when I talk about them, just know that if you're not seeing them, you have them. Praise God. You have them. It's either you don't just know or you've not started assessing what you have because it has already been given. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we know about this right, you know, when you know that something belongs to you, you go for it, right? You know, that will always tell us, you always give an example of when you go to a restaurant and you pay and then they're not bringing the food. You've paid. You know, it's your right to go and demand what's going on. You are either giving me my food or you are refunding me my money. You can't just walk away after you've paid. It's your right. It's your right. You should have access to the food you've paid for. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we know this right, we know it and we are confident about it. We are not just, I'm not just saying it because, oh, well, I'm saying it for you to know it and know that these are the things that you should have access to. These are the things that you should be able to assess as a child of God. Praise God. So one of the first things I'd like to mention is rights to fellowship. John 16 verse 23. Okay. All right. What's going on? All right. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Then verse 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So this is our right, is right to fellowship. We have a right to ask God for anything in prayers. What is prayer? Prayer is fellowship with God, right? So this is the right that we have as a believer. We have, every believer has this right. You have a right to talk to your father, just like in a family. You have your dad, you have your mom. There is this fellowship that is in a family. It's your right, even if you disobeyed. You can still come up and say that, mommy, I'm hungry. It's your right. Praise God. So this is the right that we have. I'm trying to relate it to God. Now, this is the fellowship we have with God. Okay? And even more beautiful than the normal family settings that we know. Because God, he doesn't even count our faults. Your mom can tell you, you disobeyed me. You know, there are parents that You know, it's not good though. But our parents that punish their children with food, you will not eat in this house because you disobeyed me. You know, it's not good though. Praise God. It's their right. You shouldn't deny them of that right. If you want to punish them, punish them. Tell them to go and kneel down. But that their right. Don't deny them. Praise God. But then God now, he's not even seeing it. Praise God. He's our Father. So we have this right to fellowship with him. He said, he that you have not asked anything in my name. He said, ask. Hallelujah. So there is this fellowship in prayer. There is this fellowship we have with God in prayer as a father. He's the one that is even asking you to ask. You know, he's the one that is, he has so much to give that he's asking you, what exactly do you want me to do for you? Praise God. And this is the right that we have. This is the right of every believer. Okay? You know, it's crazy that some people, you know, well, God will help us. But then, back then, if you do something that is bad, you either run away from church or somehow you're just feeling that, you know, somehow you're just feeling that God is angry with you or something like that. You know, you're not yourself. There is godly remorse. There should be something like that. Okay? But you have to also know that is even a better time to come to God more. Because he wants to relate with you more. He wants to know, what is it that is wrong? I can fix it. That is what he does. Hallelujah. So, instead of people running away, is even the right time to come. God is saying, what do you want? You know, I can fix things. I can help you out. Praise God. You know, it's very annoying that, you know, many people, they tend to just, I think they are using God because I don't think they love him enough. You know, they just want to, do you see them in church only when you don't read? You know, you just, there are some certain faces that you will see in church, you know. You just know that there is a problem. This one, what is going on? You just see them. You just know. Okay, we have something coming up. Praise God. So it's not what it should be. As a child of God, there should be a constant fellowship with your Father. He's your Father. There should be a constant fellowship with him. Okay? Whatever you want to ask him, whatever you want him to do for you, he's going to do for you. But then there should be that constant fellowship. So you shouldn't be found missing at any point, whatever, no matter what is happening. Because he wants that fellowship with you. He wants to help you. You know, he said that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. It's a whole lot that, you know, he said, just ask me. I want to make you happy. I want us to be good. Ask me. Praise God. So that is the right that we have. This is the right of every believer. Right to fellowship. You know, right to fellowship. Praise God. And I said, especially in the place of prayer. And one of the examples that Dad gives is, when you are in a big man's office and, you know, you're just sitting. Maybe you came to see a man and you're in the conference hall waiting to see the man, and then the children just walk past you, like they will not even greet you, don't bother, and then they are going straight in. Praise God. That is the fellowship we have with God. You know, they're not looking at your face. If you have a problem with them, it's your problem. Praise God. So they're not even looking at your face. That is the kind of fellowship we have with God. And I don't know why it's actually coming to my mind to really keep saying it, that when you're in a mess, like it seems, it's not a time to run away. You know, funny enough, even people like that should actually, you know, sometimes when things happen to you, you forget everything. Hallelujah. So you kind of forget everything that you know, even as believers. That is why we constantly need to go, even as believers. There are people that you see. It happens to everybody. You know, sometimes, I beg, you're just tired. Okay? But that time that you're tired, that you're supposed to, that you just want to be, is a time to actually get closer to God. It's actually a time to be around believers. Come, that fellowship is actually needed. Because that is actually the help you need. Praise God. So that is the fellowship we have. And it's so beautiful when you're in the presence of God. I don't know if you really know, but there is this strength that comes from his presence. There is this encouragement. There is this passion to go again. You know, there is this strength to go again when you're in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So basically, even when it's not all good, and you're in that fellowship, you're doing that fellowship thing, you are strengthened to go the more. And that is a beautiful thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He said that your joy may be full. I really like that. That your joy may be full. So the second part, the second right to sonship, you know, the rights that you have as a believer is right to safety. You know, I was reading Psalm 91 and it was so amazing. So we're going to read from verse 1. Okay. We all know this. You know, everybody knows this. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is talking to a believer. This is talking to me. This is talking to you. Hallelujah. So it's okay. Give me NLT. Let's read it down. I want us to read this together. We're not going to do everything, but it's amazing when you read it together. Praise God. Are we ready? Okay, let's go together. Want to go? Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will rest of the Almighty. Alright, verse 2. Just keep going, please. This about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Verse 3. For he will rescue you and protect you. Now, let's personalize it. Say, go back. Let's do it again. Now, personally, you say, for he will rescue me from every trap, from deadly diseases. If you keep going down, you see the promises of God for you about safety. If you just keep going down, you read with other translations, it's so amazing. And this is talking about, now, you know, that will say, God doesn't flatter us. You know, he's not saying it to make us feel happy. He's not saying it to make us feel excited. No. This is what he has promised. And the truth is that some people are enjoying these things. So if you think it's a joke, you're a joker. Because some people are really enjoying it. Some people are really, really enjoying it. Amazing testimonies, even from here in church. Personally, in your life. You know, you want to enter a bus and... You know, there was one time we're coming from a house then. So, you know, it was actually late at night. I think it was one program in church, and we actually came out late. And, you know, we stopped the bus and wanted to enter. I was with my sister, wanted to enter. And, you know, something said, don't enter this bus. And I said, we're almost entering. I said, no, let's not enter this bus. I didn't look inside. I didn't know. I don't even know what God wanted to save me from. Praise God. But I just said, let's not enter this bus. But something was weird about the bus because it was just us on that lane. So the driver was like, well, if you don't want to enter, so why did you not stop me? He now drove and stopped. I started coming back. Ha. You know, and then after some time, they drove off. We couldn't even run. There was no place to run to. Do you get? There was nobody on the road. Where you want to go? Praise God. But these things are, you know, one of the ways that God saves us. Saves his children. Saves you. Saves me. We all have our stories. No matter how tiny it is. No matter how insignificant you think it is. We all have our stories. Praise God. We all have these supernatural deliverances. You know, somehow God just comes through for you. Praise God. And then you know the amazing thing is once you begin to get into the reality of things, now we don't just know it and say, ah, thank God though. Once it begins to come as a revelation to you, it begins to happen more for you. Because that is how it is. That is exactly how it is. Praise God. In this ministry team, we go to Waka. You know, there is always a conference to attend. There's always if you don't really master that or know, not just knowing, if you don't really have a deep revelation of the fact that God has given you a right to safety and take hold of it, you will have a lot coming your way. Praise God. So we have rights for safety. We have rights for safety. Okay. Can we go to verse 4? There is right for safety. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. This is so amazing. This is so amazing. You know, he said his faithful promises are your armor and protection. And this is God telling us, I did for you. This is God telling us, hey, I don't know what another word to use for it, because it's actually so amazing. So there is safety for you. There is safety. You need to know it. It's your right. You don't travel and you're scared. I know that, okay, you know, there are things that we've heard, you know. It's amazing. The moment you want to travel, you begin to hear bad news. I don't know whether it's a coincidence. I don't know. I think it's the devil. It must be the devil. You know, this one happened. You know, that one happened. Now, that is the time to hold on to this word. That is actually the time to hold on to this word. Seriously. That is the time to hold on to this word. You're a believer. There should be no fear whatsoever. There should be no fear. And then, once you notice that fear, you should know that fear shouldn't be there. Because you have a right to safety. That is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the fear will not come. It can come. But I'm here to tell you that you have a right to safety. There is a promise God has made to you. There's a promise God has made to you. So you need to get hold of those promises. There is safety for you. You know, Dad used to speak over us. He used to say safety in our borders. And that is exactly what it is. Praise God. We have safety. We have safety as children of God. We have safety as children of God. You know, that tells a story of, you know, a man. Summarily, a man that, you know, he was traveling and, you know, many stories like that. And these are the stories you have to really look up. If you see it, just stay there. Don't be part of the people that are saying, are you sure this is true? Are you sure? You know, there are people that they, it's not like, they are just, it's not like they have any supernatural anything guiding them. But they are always doubting the miraculous, God's deliverance. They always, if you have that kind of doubt in your heart, deal with it. It's not of God. Because I know that people are enjoying this supernatural deliverance. I know that people are enjoying safety. So it shouldn't be you that will be doubting it. They say they wanted to shoot gun. God did not enter. And I say it's a lie. You've not seen anything. Praise God. It's not a lie, actually. Because people are being delivered on a daily basis. Okay, now, for some of us that we are, you hear the story of one of us here now, that they kidnapped the brother. We know the story. That the brother came out and all of that. That is supernatural deliverance. That is what we should enjoy. That is what we should enjoy as believers. So you shouldn't be part of the people doubting whether God can save or whether God can deliver. It shouldn't be us as believers. Praise God. So we have right to safety. We can just read down verse 5. Verse 5. Okay. Do not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Okay, continue. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your... You know, we just know these things. We know. We read them. Sometimes we don't even understand them. When you know you don't understand anything is when wahala go just gas. You just know you've not actually understood it. But these are the things that we have. God is not making us, he's not trying to make us feel happy. This is actually the right that we have. He said, though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these devils will not touch you. Can you give us another translation? Oh, this is beautiful. Can you give us another? 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. This is God's promises. This is God's. So it doesn't matter what is happening. You know, they say the country keeps getting bad. It's not for us. So I hope you know. It's not for us. It's not for you. They can do whatever they want. Praise God. Okay, verse 8. We'll just stop there. Praise God. You will stand untouched. What was that translation? Please go back there. Is it verse 7? Okay. No. Yes. Okay, verse 8. Okay, message. You will stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance. You know, that thing that they said, you wanted to go, you know, how am I supposed to say this thing now? Watch the wicked turn into coughs. Praise God. But the most important thing is that you will stand untouched. You will watch it from afar. That is it. That is what it is. That is what it is. That is God's promise to us, for us. That is what we enjoy. You watch it from afar. You watch it from afar. They said it's happening there. You are there. Say, are you serious? Because that is what it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, the third part. I don't know. This timer is not working. Oh, glory to God. Now, the third one is that we have right to healing and divine health. Hallelujah. Say, I have right to healing and divine health. You're not saying it like you understand what you're saying. Say, I have right to healing and divine health. Say it again. I have right to healing and divine health. Praise God. You can be seated. So this is also one of the rights that we have as children of God. Okay? This is one of the rights that we have as children of God. Good health. Good health. Divine health. It's part of the provision that God has made for us. It's part of the provision that Jesus has made for us. So you shouldn't be this believer that once in a while you get sick, but you should know that that is not what you should be happening to you. You are destined to live in divine health. You are destined to live in divine health. You should know it. It should not just be in your head. It's something you should know. And you know, knowledge does a lot of things. Knowledge can actually move you from here to there. Praise God. And now this is what God is telling us. That he has given us the right to divine health. We shouldn't be sick. Even when you're sick, you should know that. This shouldn't be you. This shouldn't be you. We hear testimonies of people being sick here, and then miracles happen to them. You know, God performs this, his own kind of surgery in their lives. So you are not an exception. You are not an exception. It happens for each and every one of us. There is provision for that. There is provision for that. I think someone really needs to hear that. There is provision for that. So that long-standing issues that you have as a believer, it shouldn't be the normal thing. It shouldn't be the normal thing. And no sickness is small. I hope you know. Sickness is sickness. At the end of the day, sickness is sickness. You either solve it through the word of God or you solve it medically. But just know you are sick. Do you understand? You know, there are some things that people, you know, some small things, your body is just... Each time, your body is scratching you. Here is scratching you. It has been scratching you for like 5 years. But it's just scratch. You know? But these things shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. There is provision for us in Christ concerning our health. Praise God. Okay, Matthew 15. Glory to God. Matthew 15, verse 26. Is this my time? Is this what I have left? Well, he answered and said, it is not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Okay, let's continue. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs from the table. You know, when this was when a woman was asking for healing for the children, for the child. Okay, and Jesus was like, verse 26, and Jesus answered and said to the woman, okay, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast to the dogs. Now, this woman is actually asking for healing. Okay? And for Jesus to say, it is not me to take the children. Who are the children? Is us. So healing is our bread. Is what we take on a daily. You know what bread is, right? It's what you take on a daily. You know, and the woman said in verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs. Now, she's talking about, now, the crumbs is not for the children. Okay? The crumbs is not for the children. But finally, this woman got the crumbs. So, it's to tell you that for us as believers now, health and healing shouldn't be something abnormal. It should be a natural thing for us. It should be our normal. It should be our daily. Then unbelievers, of course, you know now, even unbelievers get healed. You don't know that unbelievers get healed. Unbelievers, Ashawo used to be healed though. Yes, that is the love of God. It's for everybody. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you that aside from all of that, that we have this healing is supposed to be a normal for us. Praise God. The Bible said Jesus himself said, This thing I'm trying to give you is not meant for you. It is meant for the children. It is meant for us. Praise God. So this is what we enjoy. We enjoy divine health. We enjoy divine health. You have a believer friend that has been sick for a very long time, and all you just do is sorry, oh, you know, you will be fine. No. No. Praise God. So we enjoy divine health as children of God. We enjoy divine health as children of God. We have access to this bread that Jesus is talking about. We have access to it on a daily. Do you know what bread is? I don't know. What is bread? But the most important thing is whatever you say bread is, you take it on a daily. That is the most important thing. So we enjoy it on a daily. On a daily. That is what it is. That is what it is for us as believers. On a daily. So you shouldn't be sick for a very, very long time. When you are under this ministry, it's even a crime. Okay. But then when you are new, you are getting to hear me today. You have a right to your health, to a good health, to divine health. God has made provision for all of that. Praise God. And you are not an exception. Say, I'm not an exception. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verse 20. Oh, glory to God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. Can you give me message, NLT? Another translation. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. That is what Jesus has given us. That is what he has done for us. Okay? So, if you're not yet assessing your healing, it's not Jesus' fault, because he has made it available for us. Hallelujah. He said he sent the word. He sent his word. And if you go through the Bible, you see that everywhere that Jesus, you know, the Bible will always say, and he healed them all. That is his norm. That is who he is. You know, he's delighted in healing people. Tomorrow of his own child. Tomorrow of you. So we have access to these things. We have access. The Bible said he sent his word and healed them all. Praise God. Say, I have access to divine healing. I have access to divine healing. Hallelujah. And then one of the most important things that I would really want us to note is that these are not things that we don't beg for healing. Do you know we don't beg for healing? We don't come to prayer and we are like, God, I beg. In fact, God, I beg is not even prayer. Shebi, you know. God, I beg is not prayer. I beg, wait. I beg what? When you, okay, when you even say God, I beg what? Because me, I will ask you. Praise God. So when you come to prayer, you know you already have access to, you know God has given. You demand for it, you take it. You take hold of it, lambano. Abi? Hallelujah. Praise God. You take hold of what God has given. You take hold of what God has given. All this right has been given. You just have to take hold of it. Praise God. So we don't come to prayer and we are begging. You see believers, they go from place to place. You know, they are looking for what is not lost in that word. Basically. They are looking for what is not what. They, you know, these things has been given. You're not looking for, but then believers, because they don't have enough knowledge, they go from place to place looking for healing. Healing that you don't just, now he has even promised it for you. And even if it's for your family member, you have it. You have the gift of healing. You can actually heal. Praise God. So there is nothing to even look for. There is nothing to look for. Praise God. So if you're really not enjoying all these benefits as a believer, then I think you should grow. You need to grow. You need to get to the point of knowing it, understanding it, being able to flow in them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we don't beg for healing. We demand for it. It's very important that you note that. We don't beg for healing. We demand for it. You know, you've been praying about this sickness. You've been praying about this issue, whatever it is, and it's really taking time. You know, there's a point. Normally, there's a point that you will get and you're like, ha, I'll talk one more, you know. But then, you don't just, that's like when I talked about you paying in a restaurant and you've not gotten what you've requested or you've not gotten what you ordered. You don't just go. Hallelujah. Demanding means you understand is your right. One. And then you're going for it. Right? So you're not begging. You cannot pay in a restaurant and you're begging, please give me my food. You don't do that. We'll fight. Praise God. So you don't do it. You demand for it is your right. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. Oh, glory to God. Behold, I will bring eat health and cure, and I will cure them. I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Hallelujah. Can you give me an NLT? Oof. Nevertheless, the time will come when I will heal Jerusalem's wound. He has done that, and give it prosperity and true peace. Basically, he's talking about the fact that this healing is what we have. Hallelujah. Okay. 30 verse 17. Jeremiah 30 verse 17. Oh, glory to God. Jeremiah 30. Okay. I will give you back your health and heal your wound, says the Lord. For you are called an outcast, Jerusalem. Okay. But I will give you back your health and heal your wound, says the Lord. So this is what God has promised. Can you give me another translation? Maybe message. Okay. As for you, I will come with healing. Curing the incurable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is God's promise to us. This is God's promises to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have rights to divine healing. I can go on and on and on. But it's just something that you should know, that you have rights to these healings. You have rights to divine healing. I will come with healing. Hallelujah. He has come with healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Number what now? Okay, number four now. We have right to be rich. If you not shout, I wonder. Oh, glory to God. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Can you give me another translation? Oh, glory to God. So we're going to read it. Everybody, are you ready? One, to go. And God will generously provide. and plenty. Do you understand it? Is it relatable? Okay. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will have everything you need. Then you will always have everything you need. You will always have everything. Always, at all times. Oh, that's me. You will always have everything you need and plenty left over. So at every time, you have what you need. You know, you don't just have what you need, you have plenty left over. Can we say message? This is beautiful. God can pour on the blessing in astonishing ways so that you are ready for anything and everything, more than just ready. Hallelujah. Can you give us another translation? And God is able to give you more than you need. Don't mind. That was message. So that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Hey, and God is able to give me more than I need. More than I need. Oh, glory to God. More than I need. You know, this is what we have. This is what we have. This is our right. Hallelujah. This is our right. If you're not seeing it yet, I beg. Demand for it though. Demand for it. Because God has the capacity to deliver to you all. He has even done it. You just have to assess what he has given. Praise God. So that you will always have all you need for yourself and more than enough. You know, the amazing thing is that you don't just have plenty. You will always have everything. Quite all right. But then there is plenty left over. Hallelujah. This is not a joke. I hope you know we are not playing. This is not a joke. This is God's word. And I've seen it work in people's life over and over and over again. Hallelujah. That said, millionaires under 30. Are you saying, yeah? If there is no yeah, there are millionaires under 30. Maybe you know. You don't even know that your neighbor might be. Forget that we are all sitting here. So this is your right as a believer. If you've not yet assessed it, hey, demand for it. It has been given. It's a promise. And God cannot go back on his words. He has already said it. Hey, he has said it. He has said it. Praise God. So we have a right to wealth. We have a right to riches. We have right to riches. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Deuteronomy 15 verse 6. Deuteronomy 15, verse 6. For the Lord thy God blessed thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. You know, that used to declare this words over us, right? Do you know? I don't know, but I know he used to declare it over us in this church. Okay? But thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations. Okay? But they shall not reign over thee. Okay? Now, let's go from the beginning. But the Lord thy God blessed thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. It's part of our confessions in this church during giving. You know? And those things work. He said, you will be able to lend. Do you know what it means to lend to nations? Ha! You know, that was telling me one of a man that they said, I don't know his name, forget it. Okay, I know his name. What? I don't know the full story. But they said when Queen Elizabeth came to Nigeria, that they borrowed his Rolls Royce. Praise God. You know, that rich man, an individual, is a big Rolls Royce. Whatever. That rich man that they had to borrow to carry carry around the queen. You know, that's an individual. I don't even know whether he's a believer. But then you are a believer. And this promise is made available for you. It's made available for us. He said that thou shalt lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. So if you are borrowing, that is not God's plan for you. Maybe you know. That is not, God didn't intend that his child will go around borrowing. No, that's not his intention. That is not his intention. When you've not seen these things work in your life, and you know that God has already given it, you know that this is what God has said, you know that, okay, fine, I know that this shouldn't be you. You demand for it in the place of prayer. Because you also have right to fellowship. That is now the time you now go and say, ha, daddy, this is me. This is me. You demand for what he has already given. Praise God. Now, this is not the time to start looking at people and looking for who is prospering and who is not prospering. You know, you don't know. Do you know that? The devil is very wicked. When you are broke, then broke, and you don't sort yourself out, small thing, you go become rich. Because you'll be looking at people that are prospering. Now, there's this jealousy that will be in your heart. That's the devil's work. It shouldn't even be us as believers. But I'm giving you, this is one of the things. Now, the person is already doing well, prospering, and, well, you're not, you should be. But you're not. You know, that is one of the reasons why, you know, people, they tend to leave ministry. Because somehow, you know, basically, they don't even believe that God can give them that thing that they're looking for. They don't believe it. You know, you see somebody that is actually doing well in ministry, doing very, very well. You know, if you even know that God will take this one far, but he will just stop all of a sudden because he's looking for money. Money that God gives. Is it the money that God gives? Hallelujah. So you have to really demand for these things. You have to demand for it. Because this is ministry. We even need money here. Don't you know we need money? We have programs and programs we are planning. And it's getting, you know, beautiful as we go on. So we need money for some of those things. Hallelujah. So if you don't have access to these things, if you don't have access to wealth, if basically you're not seeing these promises in your life working out, you demand for it. Hallelujah. And that is in the place of prayer. Because it works. If you don't know it works, it works. People might not actually tell you the individual stories, but I tell you, it works. It works all every time. And you're not an exception. You're a believer. You're a believer like them. Hallelujah. You're a believer like them. So these things, I don't know why I keep saying now. Basically, we know it. But many people don't demand them. You know that God gives wealth. You know that you should have these things. But you're not seeing it. You shouldn't be sitting. You shouldn't be sitting. You shouldn't be sitting. You should actually demand for these things. Because you already know that you have them. You know, when Papa prays for us, when Dad prays for us, and he talks about the favor of God, men favoring us, finances coming into our hands, those things are not joke. Because I know people see it on a daily. Maybe I think the problem is that you don't actually know that people actually experience this words that we say here. You don't actually know that they're not in vain. Because it really works in people's life. And if you're not seeing it in your life, demand for it. Really do. Sincerely, really, really do. Hallelujah. I just wanted to call that to your attention this morning. Praise God. You know, this is very beautiful. Psalm 1. I think we have to run. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 1. Okay. For the Lord thy God blessed thee, and he promised thee. And okay. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. Okay? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night? Verse 3, very important. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm that man. Come on, say it to yourself. The Bible said, that man bringeth forth fruit. You know, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Shall not wither. Because that man is always planted. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. You know, that this is God's plan. This is God's will for us. That whatever you put your hand to do will prosper. That is God's will. That is God's will. Can you give us another translation? There's just this verse 3 now. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither. And they prosper in all they do. Say it to yourself, I prosper in all I do. I prosper in all I do. Everything I lay my hands to do shall prosper. Everything I lay my hands to do shall prosper. The Lord has blessed me, and he has given me richly everything to enjoy. The Lord has prospered me. Some people are collecting it this morning. The Lord has prospered me, and he has given me richly everything to enjoy. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated. Glory to God. Psalm 92, verse 12. Oh, glory to God. And they shall prosper, and I shall prosper. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedar of Lebanon. Verse 13. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. Hey! Even in old age. Is that you this morning? Oh, glory. Can you give a lot of shout? Glory to God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. Hi, I feel like this is a confession we should just keep making. Say it to yourself. Look at this verse. I will still produce fruit. I will remain vital and green. Let's say it again. Even in old age, I will still produce fruit. I will vital and green. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is God's will for us. Even in old age. You know, that will always say that good man leaves inheritance for the children. And you're a good man. He will always say, I'm a good man. And you can say it to yourself, I'm a good woman. That is me now. That is me. So these are the things that we enjoy. These are the things that we have. So if you're not seeing it, come on, demand for it. If you're not seeing it, demand for it. These are the privileges that we have. The Bible said, even in old age, that is so amazing. You know, even in old age. Oh, I will not be small. Never. It cannot be me. God forbid. I will be so wealthy that even in old age, forget, I'm coming. Watch me. I'm coming. Oof. Glory to God. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Verse 2. Their children will be successful everywhere. Oh, you didn't get that. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Hey! Verse 3. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. They themselves.
themselves.
Now he went to say that their entire generation will be blessed. But you. Woo. Glory to God. They themselves will be wealthy and their entire good deeds will last forever. Can you give me an amplified version of this? Let's go back to verse 1. Verse 1 now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied. Is the man who fears, reverence, worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Verse 2. His spiritual offsprings shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Are you the upright? Are you the upright? Oh, verse 3. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. In your house, in my house. Oh. I think God really loves us. I sincerely do think so. No, it's not I know so. Because how can a man make all these things available for us? How? Oh, glory to God. Prosperity and welfare are in his house. This is beautiful to know. Glory to God. Okay, I have just a few minutes. Lastly, you can be seated. Right to use the name of Jesus. Right to use the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Right to use the name of Jesus. John 16, verse 23. The name of the Lord has been given to us. You know, and in that day ye shall ask anything. You shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Okay, verse 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. He said, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. I've read this verse before. He said, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, we've known this right this morning, and this morning we are going to be asking. Okay, I don't have so much time again this morning. We're going to be asking. You have right to all of those things. The world is not asking. The world is demanding because he has given it. That's the word, basically. You demand what is yours. Hallelujah. He has given us a name. The name of Jesus. Philippians 2 verse 9. Oh, Philippians 2 verse 9. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Let's continue. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So this morning we are going to be demanding. And we're going to be bringing down every stronghold. Whatever it is. If it's demonic, we'll deal with it this morning. Because we have a name. Hallelujah. We have an authority. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So he said we should ask in that name. And then Philippians tells us that at the mention of that name, that every knee shall bow. So this morning you're going to be asking. You're going to be demanding. Hallelujah. You know you have a father that always answers whenever you call. He's not just a father for fancy. He's actually your father. And he's, you know, one beautiful thing about Jesus is that he's always there to listen. He's always there to listen. Even to the tiniest detail. You know, right? So this morning we're going to be demanding. I don't have enough time. We're going to be demanding. Now, how do you exercise this right? Briefly, know the things that are yours. Know the things that you have. Okay? There should be a knowing. You should know them. Okay? Basically, not health knowledge. That is why you always ask to read your Bible. Study your Bible. Know what God has said to you. So that when you even want to ask, you know what to ask and the right way to ask. Hallelujah. Then secondly, demand for them by standing on God's word. You have to know God's word before you stand on them. Am I right? So you demand for them by standing on God's word. Demand for them by standing on God's word. And then as a matter of instruction, don't ever settle for less. Because of all that you ask, all that you need, God has it in full measure. So we don't settle for less. Hallelujah. Expect whatever you've asked for. Expect for it. Expect for it. Expect for it. Always expect for it. Never settle for less. Woo! Hallelujah. So we have these privileges. We have this right given to us as believers. If you're not seeing it, you should really pray, ask God. You should really demand for it. Insist until you see them. Because these things are things that has been given to us. We have right to health. We have right to riches. We have right to fellowship. We have right to safety. And a whole lot more that God has made available for us. So this morning, there is an opportunity for you to demand whatever. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet this morning? You know, I don't know whatever you want to ask him. Just a few minutes. I don't know whatever you want to ask God this morning. But you have to demand for whatever it is that you want God to do for you this morning. Very important. Okay? Lift your voice and begin to ask God whatever it is that you want him to do for you this morning. Oh, shiga bara dianda manaku bele dianda gabashakataya. Robala dianda manaku bele dianda masabala dianda gabarada basatakaya. Oh, rebellion da kuba landa rabada kaya bashi katala dayada. He said healing is the children's bread. If you need healing this morning, just demand for it. It has been made available for you. If it is finance you need, he said prosperity and wealth shall be in your house. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Oh, shaka barada diana makubele tilia katabasha taya. I demand for what is mine. Ela kuperediana kushata baladia kabashata lakataya. Eka brada baba baba bambalada dakia betulianda kabashataya. Eka brada bado kodiana kabarada kia kabashataya. Eka brada sotombele dia kabashataya barataya. Oka baba 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 dianda kushetelitia. I demand for what is mine. Ekabarada koshi gamba redi adabashataya. Akabarada bashika barada bashikataya. Ebarada shoko barataya. If it is healing this morning, demand for it because it has been made available. Ekabarada bashika barada koya. If it is a job this morning, demand for it because it has been made available for us. It has been made available for you this morning. Oh, shabana kia da kosi katalataya. Erapani anamosi bendele kia da bosuko tia balataya. Eka parana bashi gebele dega da parana bashata ya kabayata. Eka mbanda deke deke abashaka poratia da koya. Eka baba 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 shaka balianda kose teleteya. Ira baba baba shika balakatia da baba shika talataya. Irana sikambala na diana bashata ya. Oh, he said a righteous man is planted at the river bank and his leaves will never wither. Hey, my lips will never wither. Eka parada kuya bashataya. Eka parada basokotianda parada bashikataya. Eka parada sokopeleteya taya. Imarada bashika parada bashikataya. Eka parada masika peleteya kaya bashataya. Oh, I command healing. I command finances. Eka manakurada bashataya. Eko parada basokoteya parada diada bashataya. Hey, I am the favored of God. I know it. Eko parada kaya bashataya. Eko parada basokoteya balataya. Oh, the Lord has called me blessed, and I know it. Eko parada basokotolataya. Eko parada basoparada diana makubeletaya kaya. Oh, kaparada basikatalataya. Oh, kiambatelekea bashataya. Come on, lay hold this morning. You just have some seconds.
Jesus, lay hold this morning. Oh, ha-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- blessed of the Lord. The Lord orders the step of the righteous. I command you are the righteous man. You are the righteous man. Ikabarada kuya bashata ya. Ele kunrana mania na bashata da palata ya. Oh, ba 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 bashata ya. Woo. Oh, barada kaya bashata ya. Obele dia kabashaka da dia na ba 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 bashigete ya.
God cannot lie, because he's not a man. God cannot lie, because he's not a man. What he says, he will do. What he says, he will do. He will do it all. He cannot.
What he says,
what he says, he will do.
What he says,
what he says, he will do. He will do it all.
Hallelujah.
He cannot.
We'll take it from the beginning again.
God can.
If you know the song, sing it to yourself this morning.
Because he's not a man.
God cannot lie.
God cannot lie.
Last 2 weeks at Tabakiliki, and when she finished preaching, so I came up and it was so powerful. And I said, I'll give an honorarium for this message. And I gave her for the records. You know, But at this rate, I have to give another room every day, so I'm not saying again. But this was so much of a blessing. Were you blessed by that? Such a blessing. And I kept hearing demand for it. Demand for it. Demand for it. Such a reminder this morning. Demand for it. You know, some of the things that stood out for me, we have right to safety. You know, something the Lord put in my spirit some weeks ago. The greatest